Hey, good evening, Goshen High School. My name is Glenn Williams, and it's my pleasure and privilege to hear you perform tonight in the lovely auditorium here at LaPorte High School. I want to say a couple things to you before you play tonight. First is to thank you for being here. I fully understand that on a Friday night, you could choose to be doing something differently with your time. But the fact that you're here says a lot about your character and integrity. It tells me that you care about improving as an individual and as an ensemble by going through comparative analysis and by seeking outside unbiased feedback. That to me speaks volumes, and I thank you for it, and I treasure the commitment. Secondly, I want you to understand that all my comments are going to be offered in a spirit of collaboration and a spirit of improvement. I didn't hear you at the beginning of the year. I'm not going to hear you at the end of the year. I don't know about your musical journey. I'm just taking this sonic snapshot here this evening and offering insight into that one singular musical moment. So I'm going to notice things that I like. I'm going to notice things that I would maybe do differently and hopefully offer you some helpful insight that will spur you on to greater success as you continue your musical journey this year. So thanks so much for being here. I really treasure that commitment, and I look forward to hearing your performance, and I hope that something I say or something I write with these lovely mechanical pencils that I'm breaking the leads all the time, I hope that something I write is a cause for your improvement this year. Mass production. That's funny. I think that should be Moss production. But we'll go with Mass for now. Smoking. Too bad. Well, what I was about to say, well, I'll say it again. You did a nice job shaping the line. You put in dynamics that weren't written, and you've done some good things technically because Matt Harris writes tough and interesting things. So far, I'm intrigued by your work, and I'm grateful for the technical stop because it gives me a chance to kind of acknowledge two things that you did really well on that. Maybe thinking through that crescendo you're doing there, you maybe make it a bit more subtle. So as you're doing that, and a rousing round of applause here. All right. Moss take dose. Here we go. All right. Now you're playing some upper level vocabulary there, which was really cool. Nice quote there. All right. So I'm hoping those things are improvised and not written out. I'm giving you the benefit of a doubt. Nice job. Nice anthropology quote. Thank you. Nice solos. Nice crescendo toward the end there, Saxes. Make sure you don't overblow. Really nice trombones. I think trombones won that ballad. That was battle there. That was kind of good. Yeah, really nice. It's kind of cool in that tune when he goes like Gordon Goodwin, and everybody gets a little taste in terms of the equal opportunity abuse. When it got to the rhythm section line there, Mr. Drummer Friend, I would ask you to maybe do something less busy, because that's a tough little bebop line there, and I lost some of the subtleties that I think your other rhythm section mates had worked out, because the set part was so thick and so busy there. Nice work, fun tune. I wrote some comments. I'll come back to that at the end. We're now on to the Bob Washett tune. Yeah, nice sound, Mr. Trombone. There's some really nice moments leading into that, too. There's a nice little guitar tasty thing there, some nice saxophone vibrato. All those things going to make the music more fun to listen to and very stylistically appropriate. Nice job, Trombone Friend. Good sound, stylistically hip. Think about your vibrato. Think about emulating a singer. Yeah, you know what? There's some really nice soloist interactions kind of happening here. Yeah, really, really nice job. Quality all the way around. And the thing with the vibrato, a singer would start without vibrato and then color more toward the end. Yeah, sometimes your vibrato gets too fast, too soon, but that's a trombone subtlety. You're doing a great job. Yeah, saxophones, I'd love to hear you like change your color and your approach on this tune. To make it just a little bit warmer, to kind of match in with what the Trombone Friend is playing there. Yeah, make sure your open strings are in tune. There's the guitar pitch is a little funky. Yeah, can you hear how that's out with the piano there? Yeah. Really? Nice. Yeah. Way to pop the F at the end. Nice job. Make sure your G's a short enough second. Just a little bit under pitch, not a ton. Saxes, I would, even though it's like a lot of fast notes, right? It's not that kind of music. It's more of a subtle tone and a subtle music. Yeah, really, really nice playing. Bravo, really, really nice job. And again, listen to the, I think you landed on a G on the last note there. It was just a little bit too far out pitch-wise. And again, that's trombone pickiness. Yeah. And I wrote some comments. I'll come back to that. But overall, nice job. Last note there is just a little bit early, rhythmically. Specifically, I'm talking about the measure right before A9. That should happen on the and of 3. It'll be coming up here again in 32. I'll try to show it to you where it is. Yeah, that should be bop, ba. You're playing it a full beat early. Make sure you stick it right in the pocket there. Nice lead playing. You've listened to the recording. Thank you. I really like your sound there. That's kind of cool. Make sure you stay harmonically in like a C pentatonic scale. I didn't get the feeling you were like feeling the home key totally. Yeah, and here you gotta stay totally in A major. Yeah, rhythm section, I gotta hear that A pedal more clearly. All right, so it's cool you've listened to the recording and you did that, and I appreciate your energy in that. Great trombone ideas, cool. Make sure that double time is a direct rhythmic counterpart. The double time didn't quite make it straight up to double time. Yeah. Really nice. Bravo. Trombones, that's got to be stronger, more bagpipey. Yeah, that was fun. A big tune like that, I wouldn't end it like with such a dry thing. Like on the Burning for Buddy recording, it's like the whole house explodes on the end of that. On a loud tune like that, I would end with a right overhand crash. So there's like this sonic cover to kind of work with what the band's doing there. Everybody look back to F23. That cap note in the middle, I don't think everybody was catching the same way. Listen to the way I'm singing this. Make sure everybody catches that articulation right. And then the rhythm in measure 16. Bop, 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 it was coming out like this. You're kind of pushing that a little bit early. It should be square on the end of three right there. All right, so I'm going to kind of recap some thoughts in all three of these tunes. You had a very strong performance tonight. Really good solos, really good ideas. Congratulations, that's good. I can tell you that at least some of you have listened to the Burning for Buddy recording by how you played it and the things you tried to emulate, so thank you for that. I don't mean this next question in a weird sort of way, but you're playing Dancing Men. I wouldn't have spent so much time blatantly tuning the soprano and the other instruments. I mean, it's Dancing Men. You can get on the mouthpiece and kind of play it in tune, and that'll kind of happen like that. Lead trumpet is really strong and has a really good tonal and sound concept. To make that work better, second trumpet needs to be way louder. So on the thirds below it and all that stuff, when he's cranking out those high D's, the G's and the A's need to be underneath in a very solid way that kind of builds it up there. On the Pleasant Times tune, congratulations, Mr. Trombone Man. You got a lot going on. I was impressed by your ideas, your creativity, and you're very technically proficient, but you held that in reserve, which shows discretion. When you got to the high stuff that didn't speak, a mentor of mine in Indiana, Dominic Sparrow, had a phrase he used to always say, and the phrase was, discretion is the better part of valor. He would apply it to lead trumpet playing, but for a note like that, you've got to have the discernment in the moment to know whether or not your chops can sustain the idea you want to do there. And from what I played, you're more than enough discerning to figure that out. There are some really nice soloist ensemble moments in the ensemble playing in the Pleasant tune. And the things I cited, the Barry sax and the guitar and stuff like that, there's just some really nice chamber music-esque interactions that are really good like that. Saxophones, I want you to warm up your sound on that. You had too much Dancing Men in Pleasant Times. And for some of you, Dancing Men may be Pleasant Times, but for this kind of tune, I would like to get you to consider playing with a warmer kind of sound, so that's kind of nice like that. And then to the Moss tune. And again, this had a lot of maybe too much Dancing Men in it. So just thinking in the scope of this program, I'd love to hear you play the rhythm changes tune, the bebop tune, a little bit more subtly. And I love the soloist quotes, the citations you were, I know I heard an anthropology quote. Somebody played that in their tune. That's really cool. That's showing me a level of sophistication and a level of awareness of other repertoire that's really cool. Put that sophistication into some volume discernment on a tune like this, so there's no need to go crankazoid on a tune like this. There's a tune you might like, too, that's similar to this. It's called bebop.com by a composer named Jim Martin. His website is pdfmusic.com, and every chart's like 1995 or something like that. But if you just Google bebop.com, Jim Martin, it'll get you to where you need to be. But a lot of similar things to the Matt Harris tune that you played. And this one sounded really good on your band. Bebop.com came to mind as one that would sound really good for the group also. And then in measure 99, I said it before, less busy for the drums there, because the rhythm section is playing their technical part as he's going like all Gordon Goodwin, giving everybody stuff to do. Just play down there a little bit more so your friends have a chance to shine. Hey, nice job tonight, gang. You played some good music. You played it well. And there was some true moments of brilliance, especially Mr. Trombone Man. I'm just really impressed with the sounds that I heard. You leave me with hope for the future based on what I heard tonight, so thank you for that. Thanks for coming tonight, gang, and again, I hope something that I say or something I've written is a cause for improvement as you go on throughout your school year. Best wishes to you.